So, Stephanie, what's the difference between, like, food that's good and, like, food that's specifically good for camping?
All right. When I'm shopping for our camping trips, I'm looking for two things: convenience and fun. All right? I want things a little more convenient, a little more pre-prepped, a little more pre-packaged than we normally do at home. And then I also want treats. I want things that we don't normally have around the house, really fun food that everybody gets excited about. It just kind of makes everything a little better at the campground.
So we're not talking about, like, making a four-course meal over a live fire at the campground. We're talking about, like, buying time to do all the things
we
love at the campground.
Absolutely. I'm talking about minced garlic, buddy. I'm talking about minced garlic.
So what's our budget?
At Trader Joe's, our budget is usually $200.
All right, you ready to go in and buy and find the, like, the best camping eats?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Oh my God, the air conditioning feels good.
Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. We are really excited to be going on a class trip today on the podcast.
It is kind of like a class trip.
We're
Does
going
everybody
to
have to
Joe's.
Wear their uniform and pack a little lunch, or we'll get lunch there?
So there's going to be two kinds of listeners for this episode. There's going to be the ones that are really excited because they love Trader Joe's and, like, yes, 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 I want to hear about your special Trader Joe's things and I want to think about my special Trader Joe's things. And then there's going to be the people that are angry with us because they know they're missing out. They don't have a Trader Joe's right near their home and they're just mad at us for rubbing it in. But we understand how it feels. We actually moved away from our nearby Trader Joe's about 6 years ago. We have to drive about a half hour.
Which I'm 45 is, minutes with traffic.
It's a drive. And so we don't do it as much anymore. And that makes it extra special when we go and stock up on our
I think there's also
things.
Like a third type of listener who probably just won't even listen to this episode.
Like Trader Joe's.
But look, as we mentioned in the intro, like, there are just specific things at Trader Joe's that we love to bring camping. And I also need to quickly thank our friends at Olympus. So our friends at Olympus sent us the Olympus LSP. For a recorder to test out and integrate some sound into the podcast. So we brought that with us to Trader Joe's and caught some ambient sound from outside the store and inside the store. And we love this little recorder. We're going to take it to Glacier National Park with us later this summer. Now, Stephanie, this is also a paired episode, right? So today is Trader Joe's. Tomorrow, there's going to be another class trip and we're going to go to Aldi. All right, we're going to find the best foods for camping at Aldi.
Another place that people either love or are completely baffled by. But that's a conversation for tomorrow.
Well, no, I love Aldi. I'm completely baffled
Still
by
you're
it.
Baffled by
the
it?
The first time I went there, it took me like four and
right,
a half hours.
Right, the first time. But you've adjusted and now you're
first
in
of all,
love.
Aldi's not that big compared to a regular grocery store. It took me 4.5 hours to find everything. Trader Joe's, I know where stuff is.
Yeah, you're used to it by now. All right, so before we dive in, we want to thank our sponsors for this episode, Go Power and Go RVing. A big thanks to Go Power, powering off-grid adventure since 1996. Visit gpelectric.com to size a power system for your next adventure. And also a big thanks to Go RVing. Find your way. Go RVing.
And if you're going to go find your way and go RVing, you better bring the right spices and the right dressings that are really good for camping trips.
Well, the reason I said this in the beginning, like, convenience is a factor for me when we're camping. And at home, I have a huge spice drawer. And to be honest, I kind of like to mix and match my own spices. I don't buy spice blends that much.
I do, and it drives
cooking.
You crazy.
Yeah, you buy too many. And I'm like, no, I just like to add the ingredients that I want in the dish. I don't need somebody to do it for me. But when you're camping, that's different. And in fact, we really encourage people to stock their camper at the beginning of the season so that they don't have to worry about, like, remembering bring the basil or the oregano for every single trip. And these spices from Trader Joe's are a great way to do that because they really have good blends. Of course, everybody's favorite is everything but the bagel.
Oh my gosh.
If you haven't had everything but the bagel, like, you're missing out on a major cultural trend. I hate to tell you.
It is beyond good. It's like when our friends go to Trader Joe's, they know to bring me back a few of these.
People stock up, they buy it for somebody else. And this is really just an everything bagel with no bagel. Okay. It's that same kind of yummy, garlicky, oniony, poppy seed mix. And it's so good in everything, including like scrambled eggs.
That's the thing. I cannot make scrambled eggs anymore without my everything but the bagel seasoning. So you put it in my scrambled eggs. I just put in a little milk. I put in some shredded cheddar cheese. And then I kind of go crazy on the everything but the bagel seasoning. And I don't know anybody that makes better eggs than I do, frankly, at this point. They are delicious scrambled eggs. And it's all because of the seasoning.
Now, another thing is seasoning salt. We all know that you should just have a seasoning salt for everything, right? A pork chop or a chicken breast or whatever you're making at the campground. And they have one so you can put them. You know, if you've seen my camper, you see those little tins that I have, the magnetic tins against the wall that have my spices for the season in them. This is what I put in those. It's the seasoning blends that we really like. So the seasoning salt, chili lime is another favorite for
what
people.
What do you like to use the chili lime on?
Oh, it's, again, it's just meat. So right. It's just like, instead of being like, I have to have a plan, a marinade or plan something like that for every...
Like chicken for tacos, like that kind
of
thing?
Okay. Yeah, or steak for fajitas or something. Right. It's just, these are very versatile. It's not, I don't ever like plan to stock up on something that's a one-trick wonder. This is something that can be used across the board for a variety of different dishes.
I didn't even know you were gonna say that like at home you like to do your own thing.
Yeah,
like and now it's like, oh my gosh, yes, that's what she's been doing for the last 10 years, right? You bring seasonings camping. You don't really use them at home. I use them at home,
right? The mixes. Yeah, I use seasonings. I use individual
pre-made mixes. Mm-hmm. yeah
exactly. And then another thing that you can get is, this is really important to me, like pastes, right? So they have the ginger paste, and I do not want to bring like ginger root when I'm camping. Like, I don't want to have to think about it. I'm a little simpler than that, but at home I always have a ginger root lying around to grate some. But the ginger paste can last you for a while. Also minced garlic. I don't want to necessarily chop as much or have as much fresh stuff that has to be, you know, monitored in an RV. I love having something like minced garlic in my fridge that I can pull out and use in whatever dish I'm making. So those kinds of convenience items are really important to me. And Trader Joe's, I don't think there's anybody that does it better than Trader Joe's.
They're just fun. You know, like when you bring home Trader Joe's, it's almost like it's Christmas. Like, it's just got this really fun feeling in the house. Of course, we pound everything and it's gone.
Oh,
in 3 days,
there's one other thing that I get religiously at Trader Joe's, which is the balsamic glaze, because that's another thing you can use on anything, whether it's in a marinade, right? Because you're making like a balsamic marinade. Or on sandwiches, I put it on bread for like a mozzarella and tomato sandwich. It can go on salads. It is good for everything, and they have a perfect glaze.
Now, in the intro, you said you like to get treats, to bring some fun treats camping. And for you, treats are not sweets.
No.
Okay? You like crackers, chips, and dips.
If you give me crackers and cheese, I'll eat for the rest of my life. If I didn't have to cook for you all, I would just eat crackers and cheese.
If we're watching Stranger Things at 11 o'clock at night and the kids are in bed, Stephanie's not reaching for chocolate or cookies, man. So you love their selection of crackers, chips, and dips. And I swear I think that you hide some of these from me when you go to Trader Joe's.
No, I usually don't have to hide this stuff. You guys are too busy snarfing down the sugary treats.
Because you distract us with them. You get those big buckets of cookies we're going to talk about in a second because you want to throw us off the scent of your raisin rosemary crisps.
I don't really have to worry about this stuff with you guys. My favorite crackers are the raisin rosemary crisps and the fig and olive crisps. There's no other cracker out there in the whole entire world that competes with these. They're so good. I love the texture. There's this weird little crispy, but also like almost rubbery. It's hard to explain.
I know
like,
what you mean.
Tough.
I know that like, didn't sound appetizing, but I know exactly what you mean.
But it's so good. And I love these things. And they're good with any kind of dip or cheese that you could possibly pull out. You can brie, like at the holidays, I'll put these crisps out with like a nice soft cheese and everybody goes wild for that. that. But I don't really bring brie that often camping. But I love the various kinds of dips.
Now, for you, like sitting around a campfire at night would mean like a glass of wine and some raisin rosemary crisps.
Yeah, along with like they have the pub cheese, the horseradish pub cheese.
The horseradish pub cheese is so ridiculously good.
Olive tapenade's another favorite. And then the spinach dip is another favorite.
The pub cheese does not last long. Like, no. How many days does the pub cheese last in our house?
Like 4 or 5 max. Usually. Yeah, at the top. They also have these little mini rice crackers that are really good with hummus and other dips. My boys really love these little mini rice crackers. They've been eating them since they were young. And then the corn chip dippers. We've been pounding as a family for the last 10 years.
The corn chip dippers, or they're organic. And they're like Frito-Lays.
It's still a corn chip.
but is it fair to say that they're kind of in the genre of Frito-Lays?
They're the same thing, but they're bigger.
They're
so you can scoop and hold your dip
and
in them.
Stephanie, why do you think they're so good? I think I know why. Because they have that saltiness and that texture of the saltiness on the chip that's just exquisite.
Yeah, there's nothing like a corn chip, let's be honest. But I don't think that you should feel better about eating one because it's organic. I always laugh at the organic chips. But and then also the pita chips. So those are another solid for me, like for the spinach dip with the pita. That's delicious.
The spinach dip blows me away. Now, I don't like to get the big chunks of spinach. I like to kind of work around it and get the more dippy part of it. That has been like lighting up my world on fire.
Right.
This
You're
week.
Like a toddler. We have to blend your vegetables in.
Well, the problem
is. You don't want any chunks of vegetables.
Years ago, when you'd go to Trader Joe's, I wouldn't even try some of these things that you would get because I'd be like eating the cookies and all that stuff. Now I've discovered that all the stuff you get for yourself is really, really good too.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about more of our favorite stuff from Trader Joe's. We just want to stop and thank our sponsor, GoPower. So having solar power has significantly changed the way that we can RV over the years. And one of the interesting things is I didn't even think about before we got the solar was that we would never drive with our refrigerator on with the propane while we were going from point A to point B. And because it's just not the safest way to travel. So that always kind of put a little bit of a crimp in our plans. We wouldn't be able to open the refrigerator while we were driving. We had to keep it sealed and keep the cold in. Well, as soon as we got our solar power, we're able to run our refrigerator on our battery the entire time we're traveling somewhere. What that means is I can stock up on all this stuff on a trip. And then when we're traveling for lunch or for dinner, we can pull over in a parking lot, open the refrigerator, and access all of this amazing food that we've stocked up on. And not have to eat the yucky food at the fast food place or something like that. It's been honestly an unexpected, amazing part of having solar.
Another unexpected, amazing part about having solar is when you have practically countywide power outages like we had this week. We were without power for a couple of days. And the RV was good to go, man. The RV was all powered up with our solar panels. We were able to use the fridge, use the freezer, charge our devices. It was a really, really awesome backup plan.
Yeah, it was better, definitely better than a generator for us. So we just dry camped in the driveway of our home.
It is better than a generator because you're not worried about the gas running out. Yeah. It's not noisy. You're not bothering your neighbors. It worked perfectly for a backup to the house.
All right, make sure you go download their free ebook, The RV Solar Reference Guide, at gpelectric.com/ebook. All right,
let's talk about some hiking snacks. And both Aldi and Trader Joe's are good in this department. We're going to do an episode on good camping food at Aldi on tomorrow's show. But what are our favorite hiking snacks that we like to grab at Trader Joe's then bring on a hike?
Well, first of all, their variety of trail mixes and dried fruits cannot be beat anywhere else, hands down. But also the price point of those. Everybody knows that trail mixes and dried fruit in a regular grocery store is one of the most expensive items in the joint. At Trader Joe's, it's so affordable. Now, hopefully you have kids that are a little more adventurous with trail mix. Unfortunately, my kids love the rainbow mix, which is just probably because the M&Ms are in there.
And probably, it's hard. Definitely.
Yeah, and it's hard for me to get them to be more adventurous with trail mix, but whatever. The rainbow mix works great for us. And then also, they have every kind of frozen or freeze-dried or dried fruit They're on the, I mean, bananas, raspberries, blueberries, everything.
Like, if you were going on an extended backpacking trip and you have a Trader Joe's, like, you need to go there and stock up.
Yeah. And I also love the peanut butter filled pretzel nuggets. Again, hiking, it's got protein in it, right? So that's a really great snack. So your kids are eating the pretzel, but they're getting a nice little dose of protein with the peanut butter. And of course, our kids' favorite hiking snack of all time, Clif Bars.
And at Trader Joe's, the price is right.
Right. So Clif Bars, if you buy them individually in random places, can be very expensive.
I've paid up to $3 for
right.
a single Clif Bar, which now, I know is shameful, but they can get expensive.
My rule of thumb, because they're so wildly priced, depending on where you are. My rule of thumb is if I can get them for $1 a piece, it's a good deal. So whether that's on a sale or whether that's in a bulk at Costco, or sometimes if we're at Trader Joe's, I can stock up because they sell them for, it's like $11.88 for a box of 12. That's a good price to me because these Clif Bars are filling. Really, my boys will eat them for a breakfast. When we're at Disney.
They did this morning.
Yeah, and when we're in Disney, I bring these to Disney because they'll eat one for a breakfast.
And that costs a lot less than Trail's End.
Yeah, exactly. Even if they were $3, it costs a lot less.
Oh,
but
my
that's
gosh.
That's a good deal. Normally at Trader Joe's, other name brand stuff is not necessarily a great deal. So it's nice to find the Clif Bars there that are.
Let's talk about sweet treats. Not your particular department, but the boys all have sweet tooths, myself included.
Yeah, I love the buckets of cookies. They're the mini cookies, like the chocolate chip. They're crispy, like the crispy chocolate chip and the crispy oatmeal raisin cookies. The kids can grab a handful and they're
well,
like
they can
satiated.
Grab eight. You can grab like eight mini cookies and that feels like a really good dessert, but it's really probably just the size of like two regular
cookies.
Right,
and instead of just, you know, it just kind of
it's
breaks
a psychological
it up a little. I think it is. And also the animal crackers have been a standard on road trips for us for years.
They
the
are
bucket
the,
of animal crackers.
They are the world's best animal crackers. You just get a lot of mileage out of them. Stephanie, it's so true. If you're going on a week-long vacation in the RV, you can get everything you need at Trader Joe's.
Right. I mean, when we used to live closer, we were 10 minutes away from the Trader Joe's. And our other house used to be so close to the highway, too. It was so easy to jump on and get off. Like, so everything was closer. And I used to, before we went on our long two-week summer trips, I would go to Trader Joe's and I would spend between $200 and $300. And I would have every pantry in that RV jam-packed with everything we needed for those 2 weeks. And when the boys were little, you know, we didn't eat out as much when we would RV. And, you know, we would plow through all of that food. And, I mean, it was really just basically Trader Joe's food back then. Now I just don't get up there as much. It's more of a hassle. And sometimes I don't have the time.
It also makes it a bit more exciting when we do get there.
Apparently we're getting one.
The rumor is we're getting one 5 minutes from our house.
It's kind of going to be a big deal.
Needs to happen. And by the way,
I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
In case anyone's listening thinking that like Trader Joe's paid us for this episode, I just want you to know they didn't.
Of course they didn't. We always say that. We always say this is sponsored by. This isn't sponsored by Trader Joe's.
This time you also bought.
But they can sponsor another one if you want.
Yeah.
Hi, Trader Joe's.
You bought the caramel popcorn and chocolate coconut almonds. You get the chocolate coconut almonds a lot, but I've never seen you get the caramel popcorn
before.
Oh,
no, I have before. Yeah, it's a nice treat. It's, you know, I like it's right now it's beach season. It's really nice. One of the things I like about Trader Joe's is they have some of the smaller bags of snacks that are, if you bring a bigger bag, if you're not beach people, you don't know this. If you bring a big bag of chips or whatever to the beach, the kids are going to eat half of it and the other half is going to be completely ruined because it's going to be sandy and gross by the end of the thing. Trader Joe's has these nice smaller size snack bags like the corn chips or like this caramel popcorn. And I can bring it to the pool. Like we brought it to the pool yesterday and it's just enough for all the kids. Like we had like five kids there or six. I don't know. There's a lot of kids and they all had handfuls and everybody was, you know, had a nice little treat. So I get those. And in fact, I think I bought two because it's like, to me, it's a good thing for a couple of trips.
All right, let's talk marshmallows. Let's talk s'more stuff. They have lots of different kinds of chocolate. So if you want to get a little bit experimental and not just do Hershey's on your s'mores, you could get like 20 different types of chocolate.
Oh yeah, dark chocolate, milk chocolate.
You can get sea salt caramel.
Right, or even like jalapeno chocolates or peppers, ones with a little spice in them and everything.
You could also get the dark chocolate covered marshmallows and just put that on 2 graham crackers. We recently tried the Stuff Puffs, which is a marshmallow with chocolate inside. Not at Trader Joe's, but we got them somewhere else. This is the opposite idea. It's a dark chocolate covered marshmallow. So it could simplify the s'mores making process. They also have a s'mores chocolate bar. It's like a chocolate square that has pieces of graham cracker on it and marshmallows baked in. And everyone in our family tried it and we all loved it. But Stephanie, who thought it was way
so
too
sweet.
Sweet. And it was a total sugar bomb. Oh my,
it was a complete sugar bomb. I had a little bite. It was way too much. I would never have another
bite. This is
bite
almost
of that.
A good treat to get in the winter when you can't go
camping.
Well, that's
camping. What I think that this is like a camping fix.
Right.
Like a something that you like,
I can't
oh,
go camping, but I want
this...
a taste of the campground.
Yeah, a fun treat in the, right, when you're not going. I agree with that.
Now, I went to get graham crackers at Trader Joe's and they were sold out. So I cannot tell you if the graham crackers are good or not, but please listen to tomorrow's episode because I want to talk extensively about all these graham crackers.
All right. Now, we also stock up on some beverages while we're at Trader Joe's. Their sparkling spring water is very good.
It's very good. And some people say that all seltzers and sparkling waters all taste the same.
They don't.
We're
picky.
I mean, we're picky with them. And maybe for some people, it's a subtle difference.
We like
these
polar are the best.
Love polar.
These are just as good.
And those polar summer flavors are really good. And you're right. These are just as good. And they were cheap. Highly recommended for a refreshing beverage at the campground.
If you think
it's not
all
soda.
All flavored seltzers taste the same. You're not paying enough attention. All right.
I agree. And I'm usually not that subtle and sophisticated with my taste buds.
Yeah. Now, you also like to get a big jug of the black tea and a big jug of the sweetened tea so that you can make your half and halves.
Yeah. In an ideal world, you make your own iced tea because it's cheaper and it's not hard to make your own iced tea. But we're busy working parents and we do make iced tea a lot.
Well, I do, but it's hard. Not at the campground. I don't make iced tea. I don't want to be making camp.
Good point. So the big, and they're gallon jugs, right? Staff are even bigger. Mm-hmm. These 2 big gallon jugs, you get the sweet tea and the unsweetened black tea. And then you can just kind of divvy them up however you want. I mean, I go with the traditional half and half. And sometimes I just put in like 70% of the unsweetened and like 30% sweetened. So just a little bit sweet. Cut up a lemon, put it in there. Good to go. Love it.
Now, one of my favorite things, I said at the beginning of the episode that I said convenience and fun, but part of the fun is that every single time you go to Trader Joe's, you find something new to try. That's just how Trader Joe's is. And they're really great.
And things
great.
You loved can disappear too, though.
That's a bad part. But like those bird's nests that we love were gone for
how
years. They brought them back.
They make
yes,
them again?
Yes, they did. They said Thank they were God. Reformulating them and they brought back the bird's nests. But so you always find new stuff and fun stuff. So one of the things that we picked up on this trip that I had never seen before was the cold brew coffee concentrate. And it is cold brewed coffee. So it's never been heated. That's a part of the process of cold brew. It's never heated. And it's a concentrate. So you mix it like this would be like making an Americana where you mix it with water.
Like what? Roughly what percentage?
It says it on the – it gives you directions on the bottle.
So
and
yesterday we came home and grandma was here waiting for us. And she had found your cold brew from Trader Joe's.
She helped herself?
She did. She was
did she have it straight up?
No. I was concerned. She did. Because I was like, Grandma, you will not sleep tonight.
No.
She read the instructions and she, you know.
And she mixed it.
She mixed
what did
it.
She say?
I didn't ask her what her percentage formula was. I just thought it was cute that she was sitting there having a nice coffee.
Cold brew.
While
right.
she was waiting
so,
for us.
I want to try this. It's always fun to try new things. But the nice part about this cold brew as a camping item is, first of all, sometimes you're camping in the summer. It's hot. And if you're one of those people that uses your propane, you know, camping stove or your gas stove to make your coffee, you don't want to turn that on in the summer. It's like, if you have an outdoor kitchen, it's too
not
hot.
Not at 3 p.m, you know?
Yeah, so this, if you like iced coffee in the summer instead of a hot coffee in the morning, this is a great option for that. And I also think this is a great option for anybody that's dry camping to just have as
well,
a backup for
a
coffee.
Lot less, it doesn't take up a lot of room.
Yeah, you can also heat up the water and then combine it with heated water if you want a hot coffee. It can be used as hot coffee also.
Are you surprised that I don't drink iced coffee considering I'm completely addicted to hot coffee?
No, because I just don't think you've ever really, like, you never drank coffee, and then you got into it, and now you're a coffee drinker. And it's like, if you drank iced coffee, you're just very, like, I don't know.
Insert insult.
About one thing, as opposed, like, you wouldn't think of iced coffee.
I've got no time for iced coffee, because I'm too busy drinking hot coffee.
I'm drinking hot coffee.
Well, I do.
And
then you'll get
with iced coffee.
The Chesapeake Bay KOA would be like 98 degrees at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm making hot coffee.
That's just your crazy time in your head. I don't know.
I also want to say that they have really good mixes. They have really good cornbread mix. They have their basic buttermilk pancake mix is really good. If you want to just go there and get pancake stuff, their bacon's good, and they have maple syrup at a reasonable price. But also, we just tried their protein pancake mix, and that was also pretty darn good. So if you want to go there and get the breakfast essentials for a camping trip, it's not like you have to go to Trader Joe's and then go to another grocery store. I mean, they have everything there for camping breakfasts.
Right, and I've never had a mix there that I didn't like. I used to get the pumpkin bread mix a lot, I think, and that was good. Their whole wheat mix that which you can use for biscuits or whatever. I used that for years and it was completely good. So really, I haven't had a bad experience with any of their mixes.
I do want to put in one thing that we don't like, and or at least that I don't like about Trader Joe's, and you can please feel free if you feel differently. I have not had a lot of luck getting meat there. I really, like, I don't buy steaks there.
No, we don't,
I don't buy any of our
meat there.
Yeah, I just don't think the quality is that great. I've never been impressed with their steaks and even their chicken.
Right. I mean, I prefer, my favorite way to get our meat is either from our local butcher or from Costco. I think that Costco has the best meat. And you can buy it in bulk for an RV trip. And what you can do is separate it out, wrap it in your plastic wrap, and put it in the RV freezer, and then pull it out throughout your trip.
Yell at me when I go to the local butcher too much.
Well, too much, right? Because it is expensive, and I mean, maybe some people out there operate without food budgets, and they can. But we have a food budget. I mean, I have a food budget that I try to make you follow as well.
Well, I like to shop local as much as possible too, and I know you do. I'm not saying you don't.
It's a balance. Yeah. You can't just say, oh, I can spend anything on meat. Like, to me, Costco really does provide the best balance between price and quality for meat. So it is my favorite, but I've been known to, I'll buy some meat at Aldi, but... If I'm in a pinch, I'm perfectly fine with the meat at Aldi, but I don't buy the meat at Trader Joe's.
Now, tomorrow, we're going to come back and talk about all the good camping food finds at Aldi. And look, wasn't it two brothers? Like one brother that founded Trader Joe's and one that did Aldi, or they split or something. Mm-hmm. They're really interesting to compare side by side. And some things are better at Aldi. And I think a lot of things are better at Trader Joe's, but we'll get more into that.
Let me tell you what's
tomorrow.
Better at Aldi. The price point, bottom line, is that I have cut, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. I won't get into it now. You like baited me here. I cut my weekly grocery budget by 2/3 when I started grocery shopping.
That's why I think there's something
Aldi.
Suspicious going on.
No, it's not. And I can explain it all tomorrow for everybody. There's nothing suspicious.
What do you call it when there's
a
business that's hiding another business?
Yeah, no,
what's
but
that
this
word?
Isn't that. This isn't a front. This, I will explain why it is so cheap tomorrow. And it is a fair reason. And it's not because they're making money off the backs of their employees. And that's one of the most important things to note. But before we get even more into the Aldi curiosity.
Trader Joe's smackdown.
Right. We want to thank our sponsor, Go RVing. If you're not following Go RVing on social media, you're kind of missing out on really fun RVing eye candy.
Inspirational.
Absolutely. They've got their Instagram account, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest. They're everywhere. And on Facebook, they're always going live, not just with us, but with lots of different folks that are their bloggers, really helping people through just whatever questions they might have. They always reach out to us and they say, hey, people want to know about this. So they're very sensitive to what they think their audience
Education
wants to hear about.
And
yeah.
Inspiration.
Well, Instagram, it's always those wonderful images, Twitter, lots of RV tips and tricks. You can follow on Pinterest for recipes, camp food, tailgating ideas, and great information about RV destinations. So you can find your way, Go RVing, across all the social media platforms.
And we will see all of you at Aldi's tomorrow. Do you say Aldi's or Aldi?
Aldi.
We'll see you all at Aldi tomorrow.
All right. Bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.